It was all
torn up.
Yeah.
Mud holes.
Okay. And if you gave your wife a present, like a bracelet or something, she might thank you for it. And you say, go ahead and put
it on your arm.
Sure. And talking about doing something, and you'd say, you know, you're going to spank a child and something. And I'd say, I wouldn't spank him if this was the first time. But he has before. He's
done the same thing.
And if I don't spank him, he'll probably
do it again.
And say, well, yesterday he
did it.
Yeah. And I say, what's new? You say,
nothing.
I say, come now, there must be
something.
And he said, I think I'll take a walk because it's a nice day. It's
sunny and warm.
Yeah.
Such a pretty day.
All right. And say, how long has that mountain been here? And you say, well, as far as I know, that mountain is
always been here.
Sure. And say, how long have you lived here? And say, the answer is 1930 or something. You say, yeah, I've lived here ever
since. All
right. And say, I had to spank him because he didn't do that accidentally. He did that
on purpose.
And you say, will you have time to do that? And you say, well, I think
so.
All right. You didn't know the answer, so you'd have to ask someone else. You'd have to
ask somebody.
And so yesterday I
did so. Ask.
All right. And say, those little boys can't get along. They're always
fighting.
Yesterday they
fit.
Okay. And they have ever since they were little. Yeah. And the hog, now they with a knife, the wild hog, he had he
stabbed him with a knife.
Oh, and then he took the blade and
stuck him.
And then he drew it out. Form of draw it out. You'd say he
drew the knife out.
Yeah, and. To get something up in the air, you know, maybe if you're going to get, you want to put something up in the barn loft or something, you might put a
ladder.
Maybe it's something you're going to pull up on a rope. You'd call that a
hay fork.
Or a something you're going to pull up with a
pulley.
Or a hoist.
Hoist.
Yeah, would that hoist be that sort of thing, or would it be something a little different?
Well, you don't never hear the word hoist. Used around here.
How was it used before?
Well, they say pitch up something.
Uh-huh. Hoist it up.
Pitch it up for the fork or something like that.
Did they ever use heist it up?
Well, if it depends on what now it might have been, but that word not used too much.
I see.
No, not used
anymore.
Pitch is most everything. Pitch.
I see. Now there are just some odds and ends here, and all of these things at the very beginning are just for pronunciation. They have nothing to do with, you know, there are no, for instance, I'd just like to start out just to give me the numbers up to 14, slowly. Just start with one.
One,
yeah.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14.
Okay, the number after 19.
20.
And after 26.
27.
After 29.
30.
After 39.
40.
After 69.
70.
After 99.
100.
And after 999.
1,000.
And then you'd say a blue
million.
Okay. All right.
That's used pretty common.
That's a good expression. I've never heard that before. That just means a whole lot. Huh?
It sure does. Now, blue million. Yeah, that's used a lot around here.
Uh-huh. And if 10 men are walking along in a line, 11 men are walking along, the last man would be the 11th man. And the man in front of him would be the
10th man.
And then in front of him?
9.
That man.
8, 7, 6, 5,
no,
5th.
Yeah, and then 4.
4 and 3 and 2.
Well, now let's go back to the...